Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Federica Scappa from the 74th edition of Locarno Film Festival, and today I'm in company of Roger Buzz, director of The Sadness Out of Competition. Welcome to Fred.
Thank you very much for having me.
First of all, for our listeners, would you like to introduce briefly your film?
Yeah, it's a horror film. People are calling it an extreme horror film on account of the gore and blood and violence and all that kind of stuff. But I feel like there's something a little more to it, I guess. And I suppose that's why I got invited to Locarno, because maybe the people here at Locarno agree with me. I think that there's some melancholy feelings in it that are... or maybe some people have been telling me that there's a political commentary thing to it, that I don't know, people keep telling me that this is the case. I don't know if I agree, but whatever the case is, people seem to be responding to it in a powerful way, so it's pretty cool.
Let's talk about the title, The Sadness.
Yeah.
What does it mean for you? It's the sadness... because it's a feeling that, in a way, you can feel in all the movie, not only in the human beings that are transformed. Is it right? It's like a sense, a feeling that you have of the humanity in general.
Yeah. Well, no. It's funny actually, because originally the idea for the name The Sadness was based on the idea that all of the infected people would be... you'd be able to identify them by them crying all the time. But then we started filming the movie, and I just, like, forgot to do that sometimes. And I was like, oh, that was supposed to be the whole idea. They were supposed to be crying. And then I was just like, okay, well, whatever. We just won't do that anymore. But I just kept the title because I liked the way it sounded. And then eventually when I finished the film, I realized that the meaning of the sadness... was really, for me, about the finale and about the female main character, Kat. She kind of has sort of an explosion of despair at the end, and that, for me, is kind of like what the film is named after, that finale of an explosion of despair.
And another thing that I really like about your film is the makeup, the special effects and the makeup that are very artisanal, let's say, which is very different from the horror films that we see today, and I really appreciate it. Why? Because you have a different background, so why did you choose for this way?
It's just the right tool for the right job. I feel like using CG is very good for, it's good for maybe things happening at a microscopic level, or maybe it's good for, machinery or maybe science fiction things. But I find that for me, I think we're talking about CG, right? I feel like it's not very scary ever. Whenever I see, for example, I see like the It movies or something, and there's a very heavy on the CG, I'm just like, this isn't all that scary. And I find that it's especially true with gore or graphic violence. Like, it's very rare that CG can be used to communicate like pain and violence. I feel like it's important that it be messy and you see like blood and pieces of flesh getting like stuck in people's hair and kind of all of the things that could theoretically be simulated in CG, but just doing it on set and making a mess on set, I feel is just felt right. And also, I guess maybe also to some degree it creates a connection to maybe other films, like maybe some of the older films that we kind of grew up with. Maybe there's a bit of a nostalgia factor there. But I think it really just comes down to, I think it looks more painful when it's done on set. The only CG violence that I think was really effective was the fire extinguisher scene in Irreversible. And I thought that was handled, perfectly. But I don't know. I just think it's a lot. I think it's also easier too, just to do it right there, and then you know what it's going to look like, and you don't have to be planning. Just kind of do it, then you can forget about it and move on to the next thing.
And let's talk about your influences. Which are your influence in this film in general? Because I think this is your first feature, right?
Yeah.
So you're a horror fan, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a horror fan. I watch everything. I like cinema in general, I guess. And as far as influences go for the sadness, just the regular stuff, just the regular horror movies that everyone likes. Like I like Wes Craven. I like Sam Raimi. I like Stuart Gordon and Brian Usna. And I like William Friedkin a lot, but more so for his crime stuff, like The French Connection and To Live and Die in L.A. I think that I like how much of a brave, sort of ballsy filmmaker he is, like in Sorcerer, it's almost like Werner Herzog when he did Fitzcarraldo, and just pulling off a crazy feat of engineering and willpower. I feel like that's also in Sorcerer. That's the kind of stuff I really look up to, people actually trying to do something very dangerous, literally dangerous, for their film. I don't know that I really did that with The Sadness, but that's the kind of stuff that I really get a very excited feeling when I see films like that. As far as other horror is concerned, I get influenced a lot by special effects people as well. I really think that the usual people, Amalgamated Dynamics and the Stan Winston Studios and that kind of stuff. I don't do that myself, but I have always been very interested in it, and I have a basic idea of how it works, so it helps me to have that vocabulary when communicating with the special effects team, doing molds and coming up with places to run blood tubes and things like that. So... yeah, I don't know. I watch everything, so my influences are just everything, Whatever. Again, the right tool for the right job. So.
And I read in a lot of articles that they say this is a zombie movie, but for me, this is not a zombie movie. What do you think? Is it a zombie movie?
No, not really. But in a strict sense, there's no living dead in it, so it's not a zombie movie. But then it's okay, well, then is 28 Days Later a zombie movie? Kind of, yes. Is Nightmare City a zombie movie? Yes. But, I guess really what defines a zombie movie in a broad sense is just mindlessness, and no real accountability for the behavior. So with The Sadness, people are aware of what they're doing, and they take pleasure in it. But we're just kind of saying zombie movie just for the shrewd reason of marketing. Just it's easy because no offense, but press people and buyers tend to be very lazy when it comes to just sort of categorization. So it's just it's a zombie movie, whatever, it's a shark movie, it's easy to categorize instead of having to go into a long-winded explanation about how it's not actually a zombie movie. Just say it is. And then just hopefully people will watch it. And then they can talk about how it's not a zombie movie with their friends and whatever,
How much this film is linked to the period we are living?
I mean, as much as any film is linked to the period that it's made in, all the dialogue was just kind of, comes from conversations that I'd have with people about the virus, about the COVID-19 thing, and just kind of, everyone has their own, everyone knows better than everyone else, everyone has their own opinion about, what the cause of it is and what should be done and everything else, so I just tried to... I just tried to, reality will always provide a better dialogue than what I can come up with my imagination. So I just kind of, I tend to kind of, when I note something interesting that someone says, not necessarily interesting, but just something that I feel would be good in a film. Like maybe it's actually something very stupid that someone says. Like I'll make a note of it and I'll write myself an email with just like whatever I can remember. And then later I'll look through my email and I'll be like, oh yeah, that thing. And then I'll maybe use it for dialogue. But yeah, as far as how does it relate to today, I don't know that it's any more or less than just any other film. There's a, like I said, like every film, whether you intend to or not, is representative of the time that it's made. So
there are no heroes in this film. I don't think that even Kat, is forced to do terrible things, and we actually, without spoilers, we don't know what happened to her at the end of the films. So, do you think that the humanity is doomed to fail in the end?
Of course, yeah. I mean, nothing lasts forever. Of course, humanity is doomed to fail in the end. I think that's pretty obvious. We're headed for a global calamity, probably within my lifetime. I'll see it. I don't even think that that's an opinion. I think that's just a fact at this point. But I also don't feel that that's a terribly, extreme point of view to take. I think that that's, if you just look at sort of, the statistics and calculations that are have been given by environmental specialists and economic specialists, it's like at the very least it's the like Western civilization is pretty much on the way out, I think that yes, eventually eventually humanity is gonna fail will be gone, but it's okay because there still will be bacteria and cockroaches and stuff.
Thank you, Rav Jabaz, director of The Sadness, out of competition at the Locarno Film Festival, and I am Federica Scarpa for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.